Next item, number six, is to consider and take action on a resolution approving an investment agreement with respect to the possible future issuance of bonds to finance sewage and solid waste facilities for TXU Corporation or its subsidiaries at the Sandow Electric Generating Plant in Milam County, Texas. John Hawes.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee and board. This is the item that Brad was speaking to, that he's been here all day representing TXU. And there's two other representatives for TXU, and then Dan Colbert and Paul Parkhurst, who's our bond counsel, has been working on this also. As many of y'all know, we have been for the last many years issuing debt for the benefit of TXU Energy for purposes of helping to finance, in this case, sewer and solid waste facilities associated with power generating plants. This is another resolution that we're asking for your action and approval on. This is an inducement resolution, which basically means it's simply the first step, which allows TXU to go out and try to get access to private activity bond money from the state of Texas, and then also to recover some of the costs that they have been already incurring in some cases in this project. We will then, if this goes forward and bonds are actually to be issued, there'll be another action brought forward to you all at a later date to actually take action on a bond resolution. So this is not really even, you're not really authorizing the issuance of any bonds at all, but just starting that process. This particular facility is in Milam County. It is the Sandow facility, which is an existing facility over in Milam County that has generating facilities that are owned by Alcoa as well as TXU. TXU's plans are, and these gentlemen of TXU can speak more to it if you all have any questions about it, is to continue to upgrade generation unit number 4 and then also to build a new generation unit number 5, I believe, there. And this would cover, the authorization would cover all of the sewer and solid waste facilities. Now, the debt that the Brazos River Authority issues is, of course, tax-exempt debt, and it only covers those a small part of the project, generally about 5% of the total cost of the project, because that's all that qualifies for tax-exempt financing. So that's why they need to come to us as a tax-exempt entity to issue this financing. They have the complete obligation for repayment of the debt. It's merely conduit debt. And we do receive an administrative fee as a result of this, based on a structure that you all put in place in 2000. So anyway, I'll answer any questions, or they may answer any questions if you have any about that.
Read the resolution, please.
Okay. See, I don't know if they haven't put it up there.
No,
I'll just read. Okay. Be it hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas the Brazos River Authority and or an entity legally acting for or on behalf of the authority, either or both being hereinafter called for convenience of reference to the authority, is or are authorized to provide for the acquisition and construction of sewage and solid waste disposal facilities and to provide for the issuance of revenue bonds for such purpose, and whereas Texas Energy Company, LLC, in parentheses the company, is a Delaware limited liability company duly formed and in good standing under the laws of the state of Delaware and is authorized to transact business under the laws of the state of Texas, and is requested that the authority enter into an agreement setting forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the benefit of the company to finance certain sewage and solid waste disposal facilities at properties owned by the company in Milam County, Texas, known as the Sandow Electric Generating Plant. And whereas it is appropriate for the authority to enter into an inducement agreement, in parentheses the agreement, with the company which sets forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue such revenue bonds for the aforesaid purposes. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, the preambles hereto are incorporated and made part of this Section 1, there is hereby authorized the following actions. I, the Board approves the agreement in the form presented to the Board at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted. 2I, the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the Board, is authorized to execute the agreement and deliver it to the company for execution by the company, and the secretary of the Board, or in her absence, an assistant secretary, is authorized to attest such signature. 3I, the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the company shall be set forth in the agreement. And I, for the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the authority, and McCall Parkhurst and Horton LLP, bond counsel, is each hereby authorized to act on behalf of the authority in executing any documents to be filed with the Texas Bond Review Board and making any necessary applications to the Texas Bond Review Board for allocation of the State of Texas Private Activity Bond Authority on behalf of the company that may be required for the purpose of issuing revenue bonds described in the agreement as tax-exempt obligations.
You can go to that picture if you want to.
This was just a representation I had just to show the different counties where TXU is proposing some of their power plants that you may have read about. Milam County is one we're talking about in this resolution, but those just sort of show the other areas just for information purposes.
Need a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is that all the resolution?
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's it. I'm sorry.
Anyone have any questions or comments?
Adoption of the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I have a motion by Bayonne. Need a second. Rudy Garcia. Call the roll, please.
Secretary.
Yes.
Baker.
Yes.
Secretary Bayonne.
Yes.
Secretary Garcia.
Yes.
Director
Gilmore, Director
Martin,
yes.
Chairman Pena,
yes. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second. Bayonne moves. Pena, seconds.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.